And you're listening to Martinez Perspective. How the hell are you doing tonight, folks? We are live. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. This is the first time I'm streaming here on Telegram. Some major issues going on, but that's always the case when it's the first stream, isn't it? How the hell are y'all doing tonight, folks? Hope you're doing well. It's been a while, hasn't it? It's been over a week out of the game. It's no fault of my own, folks, like I told ya. I've been a sick man. I've been a very sick man. Hope you can hear me over there on Telegram. The issue was basically that the audio was playing double for me. So basically I turn on the stream here and I would hear the audio coming from Telegram. So I basically left the stream, but I think it's still going. I hope it is. Unfortunately, there's no, as I said to y'all the other day, I've been pretty fucking sick, dude. I've been down and out, man. I'm like a sick fucking patient over here. I'm like a disabled little cripple over here. So I caught COVID, man. I caught COVID. That's where I've been. I've been sick like a dog. Coughing and sneezing and, you know, feeling like shit, man. Feeling like shit. But what can you do? What can you do? You can't do anything about that. You get the disease. You know, I've thought for a long time, I thought, this COVID thing's not real. It's been 2 years I haven't been sick, and 2 years since this whole plandemic kicked off. And I'm like, this thing is fake because I haven't got it. But it's real, man. It's real. I can attest to that now. Now, is it wildly different from a regular flu? Of course not. It's like a regular flu. It was weird, like the night that I got it, I got like this very mild sore throat, but I barely felt it. But then the next day, I wake up, and then progressively throughout that day, I started to feel like shit. I started to feel like a fever. I started to feel super fucking hot. My heart rate was just jacked. Like, it was just through the fucking roof, man. I was like, my heart rate was, it was literally like going for a fucking sprint up a hill. But like, that's your heart rate. The whole day, like it was fucked up, man. I got one of those little tests. I know I probably shouldn't have gone to the fucking hospital, but I wasn't sure what it was. I thought it could be something else, something worse. So I didn't want to take any risks. I didn't want to take my chances with that. So I was like, well, I'll just go down there, see what it is. And they gave me that stupid little fucking test thing. They jab up your nose. And they're like, yeah, you got COVID, nigga. You got COVID. We're going to quarantine your ass. What's going on here? People are saying the stream is dead already. Are you kidding me, boy? Let's see here. Saying the stream is dead. You can't be serious, man. Hang on, let me. That's not true, dude. It can't be true. And it ain't true. The stream is dead. You can't be. Yeah, it's still alive. It's still alive. What are you smoking? What are you smoking? Yeah, you guys are lying. You're lying to me, boy. Anyway, if you want to send me a super chat, you can check on my Telegram feed. Or you can go to, I guess it's right below me, if you can see it right here. EntropyStream.live/MartinezPerspective. You can send me a little super chat if you so wish to do so. MartinezPerspective.net, of course. Yeah. Yeah, we're okay. We're all right here on Telegram. It seems to be a better stream than Odyssey, which is terrible these days. Just fucking terrible, man. Yeah, so I've been sick. I've been out of it. I haven't, you know, you can't really stream when you're coughing all the time and all this crazy shit. So I just didn't do it last week. Wasn't up for it, man. So, yeah, what's going on? Well, we got some shit going on here. Mike fucking Tyson. This guy is a maniac. Look at this clown, man. Look at this fucking lunatic. Look at this guy. He's like in the middle of an interview. He's like, "You have to go, man.
You have to go. You understand, right? Thank you."
You understand, right? It's like he's ready to kill this guy. "You have to go, man. You understand, right? I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Thank you, man. You wanna take this stuff off?" Things like before fights and opponents. "I want to punch him on the tip of the nose to drive bone up through his brain.
You know what? I was a young kid then. Yeah. I'm 43 years old, you know, right? You're still dwelling on something I said at 20 years old, or 21 years old, or 19 years old. I'm 43. What do you want to get from this interview?
I want to see how much you've changed, Mike. You're a different person now, aren't you?
I don't know if I am or not. I don't want to be the person I was, but I don't know. Change comes in time. Change comes really in time. You're irritating me now.
I'm gonna kill you, nigga.
Assailing you.
I would love to feel like more assailing time. You. You are an incredible guy. Thank you so much.
Well, what the hell did you put me on the show for?
Well, I put you on the show to get you on to talk about your series. We talked for a long time, actually.
Oh, no, but we talked for a long time off the camera.
The new show, Mike Tyson Mysteries, airs every Monday
Don
night.
Don Lemon full of PM.
Adult Swim. Thank you, Mike.
But I think this is our time now.
This you know, fucking guy, killed. Man.
Anyway, I think about you.
All right, well, your life has been shown on a couple of
times. There he is.
Okay, go ahead. Give me the next one.
"Nice to you and talk about fornicating with you and letting you suck my because if I was..."
My dick. Here we go with Mike.
"Some of your critics would say, you know, there's a race for mayor. We know you're a convicted rapist. This could hurt his campaign. How would you respond to that?"
"Hey, I don't know who said that. You're the only one I heard say
that. We know you're a convicted rapist, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't have no comment to that, you know, because it's negative and you're being negative. And
you're being negative.
I met the mayor.
You're being negative, man. Calling out me for being a convicted rapist," says Mike Tyson. "Quit being negative, dude.
Right.
Just focus on the positive, okay?
Nothing they can do about it."
Mike spent quite a bit of time yesterday talking about his life, highs and lows.
"So interesting, because you come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of shit."
"Hey,
with that
comment. Come on, that's
not really a piece of fuck shit. You, that was a piece of shit.
You know, we're doing live TV.
Hey, I don't care. What are you gonna do about it?
All right, you got a show that you're doing tonight.
We are.
You know, a lot of people.
We are.
Where it comes raw and it's the real truth.
Yeah, a lot of people are gonna
be there to see your show. Just tell us a bit about it.
It speaks for itself. Everyone saw the show.
All right. It's a Broadway production. It went to Vegas. It went to actually 28 cities in the United States. And we're really, really proud to bring it here. And we're actually going to Monaco on October 9th. We're going to be in Monte Carlo."
"Right. Is it nerve-wracking for you to do something like this, or is it more nervous for you to box? How does it compare?"
"I don't know.
It's more nerve-wracking for me to hear us talking to a rat piece of shit like you."
"Come on, Mike.
No, because you're a piece of shit.
All right,
really
we're gonna wrap up this interview. Thank you for coming in.
Fuck you.
Well, for example, rage against Evander Holyfield worked against you.
Well, it's a fight, so whatever happens, happens.
Mike, why do you have to talk like that?
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you. Do you have a problem? Turn off your station.
You know what? I can end the discussion right
if
now.
If you have a problem, turn off your fucking station.
You have a nice fight, Mike.
This fucking Negro. He's an animal. He's an absolute goddamn animal. Really? He's getting in another. He got in another fight on a plane? Jesus. And here we got some monkey boys. I posted this up on BitChute. Literal monkey boys. Literal monkey boys. Look at this guy. Fucking jumps on his professor's back like a literal ape. Just literally put in the fucking orangutan sounds, the monkey sound, the chimp sounds, and you got a goddamn jungle, folks. A wild fucking jungle. Jesus Christ. They just keep making the stereotypes easier and easier to play around with. Yeah, well, what else do we got? What other memes do we got? Oh, we got this one here. That's pretty good. It says, children surviving in a basement for weeks with little food and water versus a man who had to survive without social media for a week. Oh, boo-hoo. Guess which one the dissident right laments. Yeah, it's this fucking little savage right here. This little mutt man right here. I saw these people crying over this guy saying, where'd he go? He been kidnapped and shit, man. Wah, wah, wah. How dare they kidnap him? I knew that whole thing was fake. I knew this guy was just doing a publicity stunt. You know, this guy has been going around slandering Ukraine. He moves to Ukraine because he's a sex pest. He's a mutt man, sex pest, little pervert. Trying to look for white women in Ukraine. And then as soon as Russia invades Ukraine, this little nigger is going around shilling for the invaders and saying how great they are and how nice they are and how they're not killing any civilians and how it's actually Ukraine is killing their own people. Just a pure fucking savage liar, right? Propagandist. And then this nigger disappears for a week. Oh, wow. He just shut off his fucking phone. Disappears for a week, and then he pops up again and claims he's been interrogated by the Ukrainian intelligence service or something like that. This is a guy going around saying that the Ukrainians are going killing everybody who questions them and shit like that. Well, according to him, they just asked him a few questions and let the guy go, right? They didn't kill him, and then all these morons online were like, he was dead, man, he's fucking dead, he's been killed. And surprisingly, some dissident right people are showing this fucking faggot. This little subhuman. How stupid are they? So these are the same people who basically have nothing to... No condemnation or criticism of the murder of thousands of civilians. The destruction of entire cities. They don't care about that. You don't hear any criticism of that. In fact, most of them fucking support it. Most of them are cheering on the bombing, say, yeah, we want more bombing of white people. But then they're tearing up over this little mutt man because he disappeared for a fucking week. And they're all crying like little bitches. Wah, wah, wah. He just said that, like, he just tried to justify a whole invasion and shit, man. He don't deserve to be snatched up like that. Well, fuck. Imagine it was the reverse. Imagine it was like Russia being invaded by Ukraine, and then some guy who moved to Russia is shilling for Ukraine invading that country. They would be destroyed and they would be taken out instantly over there. But since it's the other way around, it's allowed, ain't it? Fuck that guy. Fuck this guy. He deserves whatever is coming to him. Fucking faggot. this piece of shit. I mean, it's just all these alternative media gimps shilling this guy, right? These alternative media little grifters. They use him for propaganda. They use him for the little, let me bring him on and he'll tell me a bunch of bullshit and then I'll use it to for clicks, man. Yeah, you're faggots. What else do we got? What else we got? This is a good picture right here. It's a good little meme right here. In the garden. Mother and daughter in the garden. Now that's picture perfect right there. That's what they should be doing if you got yourself a little trad wife, right? We got these stories coming out about this show, and some news outlets are saying, oh, it's white supremacy, folks, because they're all white. It's about Vikings, and they're all white, so it's white supremacy. All the left-wing outlets, white supremacists reading too much into Northman. But then you contrast that with the Black Panther shit, and the media is loving that. Black Panther sheds light on black excellence, Wakanda. Black Panther's gorgeous celebration of black culture. Forget doing the victory dance. Black athletes do the Wakanda Forever salute. Yo, how great are they, these black athletes doing the Wakanda? Black Panther's defining moment. See the difference there in the coverage? The vast difference. So, white celebrating a white show about white history. That's terrible. That's evil. That's white supremacy. But black people, they can have fucking Wakanda. They can have Wakanda. And no problem. They're praised for doing so. They're loved for doing so. So we're going to run through a few stories here. I'm just checking the chat room. Some people are saying they can't join the stream. I don't know what's going on with that, but just click on the live stream. It should say it right there on my main page, live stream. So I don't know what's going on. Yeah, it's a bit glitchy on here as well. I think you may need to update your Telegram to the latest version, and then should work. So I don't know. Yeah, it's just annoying because I would prefer Odyssey because there is the chat room and everything, and it's a bit better. But it's if the thing is glitchy as fuck, there's no point whatsoever. I'm gonna have to find a totally new platform. I've done fucking all the other ones. DLive, I got suspended from that, but there's no point going back. I've done Trovo, got kicked off of that. I got kicked off of all of them. So Odyssey seems to be the only one left. Let's run through these stories. Two Russian oligarchs are dead from an apparent suicide within 24 hours. They are both high-level oil executives. It says, they were found dead alongside their families at their million-dollar residences in Russia and Spain within 24 hours. Police are considering both cases murder-suicides. The deaths occurring so close to each other lead some to believe it's suspicious. Former Gazprom Bank vice president and Kremlin official was found dead alongside his wife and young daughter. All three people suffered gunshot wounds. And there's another guy, what was his name? Sergei Protosenya. He was found dead. Where did he find? He was in Spain, I think. That's pretty sick, man. Following day, Sergei Protasenya, former board of director for Russian natural gas company Novatek, was found hanged in the courtyard of a Spanish villa located in Costa Brava. His wife and daughter were found hacked to death inside the property. Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, that's very, very suspicious, obviously. What were they fucking like? What did they just like? Were they KGB sleeper agents and they had a fucking chip in their head and they just flicked it on and then they went and did a suicide? Some kind of crazy suicide? There's many stories like this. There have been numerous other Russian billionaire types that have mysteriously died. Things are... when you understand that that whole country is... the whole government system is embedded with the mafia and so on, it doesn't really surprise you that that kind of stuff happens. Rarely happens in Western Europe. You know, you don't see that kind of thing, really. Russia's a different story, though. This was absolutely sickening story. Came out a few days ago. This Negro, this sick pedophile Negro, raped 2 4-year-old twins. Says a Pennsylvania man raped two 4-year-old twins, allegedly. He spit on reporters as he was booked into jail. Isaiah Metz was taken into custody by fugitive task in Yonkers, New York City. He escaped arrest earlier that day at a Tony Olivier homeless shelter in Midtown Manhattan in the early morning hours. This sick motherfucker. He's happy. He's smiling. He says, yeah. He's very proud of what he did.
Hey, why'd you raise those children? Why'd you raise those children?
Huh?
Why'd you raise those children?
I can't understand the
purpose. Why did you raise those children?
What children?
The children that you raised. Why did you do that?
Yeah, he's laughing, he's spitting, he's a sick, twisted SOB. He's evil. He is one evil son of a bitch. Now, the fact that he even got around these two, the two children are white, from what I've seen, they were white children. So I have no idea how he even got around these kids. He's like some homeless fucking mentally ill fucking nigger is what he is. So why are you letting a homeless mentally ill fucking nigger around your children? That makes no sense at all. Man, how stupid are these people, you know? Unless he just broke into their house and did it. I don't know. It's hard to say, but... That's fucking sick. A couple stories here about España. Spain. The once great Spain. Declining. In decline. Spanish population growth in 2021. Entirely due to immigration. And who are the immigrants? Well, it's these little savages right here. Says figures from the Spanish Institute of Statistics have revealed that the Spanish population increased by over 50,000 people last year, with all of the growth driven by immigration. The number of Spanish citizens fell by 21,900 people last year, while the number of foreigners increased by 72,410, leading to an overall increase of 50,490. The number of Spaniards in Spain remains under 42 million, while the number of foreign nationals living in the country is now over 5.5 million. The province of Almeria recorded the most foreign residents at 21.8% of the overall population. Provinces of Girona and Alicante also have migrant populations over 20%. The Spanish birth rate is said to sit at just 1.19 children per woman, down from 1.24 in 2019. and is the lowest birth rate it's been since the 1990s. Spain has not had a replacement birth rate of 2.1 children since 1980. Now, do you think that's a coincidence? Do you think that that kind of aligns perfectly with this number of occurrences in Spain? Well, that's that year 1980. That's almost exactly when they transitioned from Franco to the liberal democracy in Spain, where the left-wing socialist communists came into power. As soon as Franco was out, well, he died and his government was ousted, the country went straight to this women's lib, straight to women's lib, gay lib. All of that stuff came right out of the woodwork, and then that coincided perfectly, almost seamlessly, with the torpedoing of the birth rate. Well, of course, because women, now they're liberated, now they're free, now they just work, okay? They just go to work, man. They don't have children anymore. And so now they're going to replace them with immigrants. Now they're going to overcompensate for the low birth rate by replacing them with immigrants who have higher birth rates, immigrants largely from the non-white world. Says here, the figures highlight Spain's demographic shift, which former Spanish Foreign Minister Josep Borrell, now the High Representative of the EU, commented on in 2019, arguing that mass migration could solve Spain's aging population. Really? So instead of doing what they should be doing, which is encouraging local women, Spanish women, to having children and to focusing less on career and more on family, more on children. No, that's not what they're doing. It's the exact fucking opposite of that. Anyone who's been there knows that the government and media in Spain is absolutely obsessed with pushing women's liberation, women's empowerment. Feminism. That's what it's all about. I showed you that picture of fucking Penelope Cruz in the latest movie. Says a t-shirt that says, I'm a feminist, or everybody should be a feminist, or something like that. This is literally the religion of Spanish women. It is a religion. Worshipping abortion. Worshipping the pill. Taking the pill like a drug. No children, no family, no nothing, just a career. That's all they got, a big fat fucking career. And then they invite all these invaders. And then they complain about rapes. And then they complain about sexual assaults. And then they complain that it's not safe to go out at night. Well, why? You should have thought about that when you invited in these little fucking savages, right? But no, they never learn. They just keep doing the same shit. In fact, they just make it worse. Every year, they just increase the propaganda. The government just increases the propaganda to indoctrinate the women, that your goal in life is to be a strong career woman, okay? Spanish birth rate declined over 5% during 2020 pandemic, as if it's not already declining. Like, yeah, this pandemic will just do it even more. These dumb women with their fucking conformist behavior. Oh, I can't even get close to a man now because of this pandemic, man. Spain's birth rate declined by over 5% during 2020, further reducing the already low birth rate in the country, while the mortality rate jumped nearly 18%. Fucking hell. Fucking bloody hell, man. See, this is the big mistake all these countries are making in Europe, all of them. They're doing this same thing. It's push for feminism, push for leftism, push for homosexualism, all of this stuff that inevitably torpedoes the birth rate. And then their solution is, well, we have to bring in the Africans, these virulent Africans, these virile Africans. It's all part of the plan. It's all coming into place, isn't it? They got it all covered, all the bases. And this prick, this scumbag, Macron, he somehow wins the election again. Fucking hell. You know, you think this in this country of France, where, you know, you had the Yellow Vest protests, you had all of this stuff happen in this country. Pretty big pushback against Macron over the past several years. I mean, those Yellow Vests, those guys were out there day in and day out. Those guys were pissed. And yet somehow this fucking asshole wins the damn election again. Somehow he convinced enough retards, enough lemmings, to vote for his ass yet again. Macron has won the second round of the French election, according to projections. Despite a big drop in support, polling stations closed. Early projections indicate the globalist leader has taken a little over 57% of the vote, compared to a little under 43% for populist challenger Marine Le Pen. Macron, who has enjoyed an unusual transition from Rothschild and C bank financier to economy minister for the Socialist Party of President Francois Hollande, a successful presidential candidate, now looks set to become two-term French president. Yeah, just more of the same shit, right? More of the same crap. Says Le Pen, widely vilified as far right and a stooge of President Putin, and the mainstream media is comfortable, much less so in 2017. Yeah, that was one of her weak points, is that she was a bit of a stooge of Putin in the sense that she took a big fat fucking loan from a Russian bank and met with Putin numerous times and was pushing pro-Russian foreign policy. Like, you just want to make it easy for your opponents, and yeah, go do that, right? Like, this is the problem with a lot of these politicians in Europe, these populists. You know, you've seen these national populists and stuff. Even Orban is like this. The old BNP was like this, is that they're looking for a sugar daddy. They think they have to suck up to somebody, and maybe they'll get some money, maybe they'll get some cash, and all of them basically admit that they just do it for money. They just want Putin to give them money. But as you can see, there's strings attached for that money. It's not like he just gives you money. He gives you money, and then you support anything that he does in Eastern Europe. You support his war in Ukraine. You support, you know, if he wants to take over fucking Estonia tomorrow or Finland, are you going to have to support that, or your funding gets dries up, right? It's just like Israel. It's like the Israeli lobby gives politicians money, and the fucking thing is that you have to support their foreign policy. That's how it works. So quit being a fucking goddamn stooge and be an actual nationalist. Be an actual nationalist, not a fucking sellout to some foreign power. Yeah, it's like it's weird. It's a weird phenomenon. It's like some of these people on the right, they want to make, instead of having Israel as their sugar daddy, they want to make Russia their sugar daddy, right? They want some cash. They want some, like, Kremlin cash, man. But in any case, she's obviously still better than Emmanuel Macron. Emmanuel Macron is much worse. You had, of course, Eric Zemmour, who was probably even better than Le Pen. He actually talked about the Great Replacement. That was his main campaign issue. He lost in the first round, only got 7% of the vote. That was weird because he seemed to be having a lot of momentum. The early polls were saying this guy's close to winning. He's rivaling Le Pen. But he did not do too well. You know, maybe this is just the nail in the coffin for the Democratic approach. Maybe it just can't happen. I mean, Trump did win technically in 2016, but you're seeing it kind of taper off now. You're seeing that was like the peak of support for the right wing was when Trump was elected in 2016. But for some reason, it's dropped off. For some reason, people are going back into their comfort zone, and they're going back to centrist politics or leftists. Not sure why that is. I wanted to watch this little clip here. I hope we're still streaming well. Don't want to have to look back on it every 2 seconds. That's the problem with not having a chat room, right? Because if I don't have the chat room, I can't see. I can't see whether people are saying if it's dropping or it's not working. People are saying it's working well, so I gotta keep going, man. I gotta keep streaming without interruption. Hopefully we can get the Odyssey thing sorted out or a better site that has a chat room because don't want to have to do this every time. This is an interview with some fucking dickhead. I forget his name. Oh, his name is Christian Piccolini. Christian Piccolini. He's Italian, man. He's an Italian. And this guy goes around, and you've probably seen him before. This is the guy that goes around and says he's a reformed white supremacist. He's a reformed neo-Nazi. And he's got the Nazis all figured out, man.
You'll never get the truth from a current extremist. Their whole job is to lie to you and to spin things their own way. Which is why I say, if you want the truth, talk to a former extremist.
You still have the jacket?
Still have the jacket.
Oh.
So this was Cash, Chicago Area Skinheads, which was that first American neo-Nazi group. And then on the back.
Final Solution.
Final Solution was my band name with the 88, which is kind of shorthand for the eighth letter of the alphabet, HH, which stands for Heil Hitler.
What was the Final Solution?
Well, the Final Solution in my mind was the same thing that was in Hitler's mind, and that was the extermination of the Jews. That was the ultimate solution.
From the age of 14 to 22, Christian Piccolini helped build America's first neo-Nazi skinhead organization. But today, he has devoted his life to helping people disengage from the same extremist groups he used to belong to.
What I see when I look at those pictures is not a tough guy. I see a very insecure, low self-esteem, and broken young man. And I think it's important for people to understand that what draws people to those movements, hate movements, is not the ideology initially. Nobody is born to hate. It's something that we learn. And for me, I was searching for an identity, a community, and a purpose.
Christian was ripe for radicalization. And on a street corner in 1987, he was approached by a skinhead leader and recruited on the spot.
That man told me that I mattered. Nobody had ever told me that before. And I bought into the ideas that they put in my head because it made me feel powerful.
With me today, Chris Piccolini, 19 years old, director of the Illinois chapter of the Northern Hammer Skinheads.
Well, I believe we're warriors today and we're fighting for a great cause, which is the white race.
I noticed my life changed immediately. I went from somebody who had been bullied to now somebody who was feared.
Christian describes his radicalization as a descent into a community of like-minded individuals. They consume the potent mix of race-based conspiracy theories and misinformation that fueled their anger and justified their attacks. I wonder how that radicalization process compares to today.
my day, it was very face-to-face. But what's happened now is the internet has kind of become that digital alley that I was recruited in, except it's an all-you-can-eat 24-hour hate buffet. And there are millions and millions.
So this guy has basically made a career out of being a reformed racist. And you've seen these types. They're a dime a dozen. There's plenty of these types of people out there. The head of the most recent head of the American Nazi Party or American National Socialist Movement. He's exactly like this guy. He's like another reformed type. He's now speaking against it. He's now giving interviews to mainstream media to help them. And it's like with the head of the Nazi Party, like this, his turncoating coincided almost exactly with that lawsuit in Charlottesville that he was charged in. He was trying to get out of it. He was trying to get off the hook. He was probably broke. I mean, that's what happened with a lot of these guys. Is they went broke and then they're like, fuck, okay, I don't believe anymore. I don't believe, man. And then, it's just fake. It's just totally fake. This guy is literally just grifting off of this now. This is like his career. He's got nothing else going on, so he's just going to grift off of this.
Millions of young people, like I was at 14 years old.
What about the El Paso shooter?
The whole idea of a lone wolf is a misnomer. While there are white supremacists who may never in real life meet another white supremacist, but it doesn't mean they're not connected.
The internet is a technological game changer, amplifying lies and weaponizing propaganda like never before. Extremists are flooding social media and encrypted chat forums, creating an alternate universe of imaginary threats, where lies become truth and conspiracy becomes reality. As of May 2021, Facebook banned 250 groups linked to white supremacy. Often what starts as edgy memes that target young men on platforms like Reddit, Twitter, and others quickly spirals into more extreme content. The El Paso shooter, for example, wrote that he was inspired by a manifesto posted online by a shooter in New Zealand who live-streamed himself murdering 51 Muslims. Called The Great Replacement, this manifesto justified the killings as a defense of white culture from the existential threat posed by Muslims, minorities, and immigrants. The fact that these white genocide fears have been debunked time and again over centuries means little online. Within the echo chamber of the movement, the New Zealand shooter's manifesto is
debunked. Did you hear that? It's debunked time and again over centuries. First of all, this theory wasn't even around until recently, because this phenomenon wasn't even there until recently. 50 years ago, nobody was talking about the Great Replacement because it just wasn't a thing. There was no Great Replacement 50 years ago. 50 years ago, things were pretty damn good. 50 years ago, you go to Paris, you go to London, you go to New York, Los Angeles, and it's still majority white. And so there was no theory, there was no need for a theory because it wasn't really happening back then. But now it's accelerated massively. And how has it been debunked? What debunking? They admit that it's happening most of the time. They say, yeah, it's happening, but it's good. It's just the way of the world. It's just how things go, man. It's just natural demographic shifts. It's not being done deliberately. It's diversity. Diversity is our strength, right? So when they want to affirm this demographic shift, when they want to say, yeah, it's great, we want more of it, they say, look, diversity is good anyway, so who cares if there's a Great Replacement? It doesn't matter. Or they'll go with the line that race doesn't even exist. It's not even real, man, so who cares? You see, they go for one of those two things, right? Or maybe both of them at the same time. Maybe they say, yeah, diversity is good because you get all this different food and shit. And then on the other hand, they say, yeah, you know, race isn't important anyway. There's no IQ differences. That's all debunked. Pseudoscience anyway. We're all just blank slates. We're all the same. There's no differences in human behavior. There's no differences in crime rates. None of that stuff. They just go into pure denialism. Yeah. But they're trying to ultimately justify this replacement. But they just say that it's been debunked. It's been debunked, so don't worry about it, Glenn.
Is revered and used to indoctrinate new recruits. All too often, that's how it works. The speed of online radicalization helps explain why race-based attacks are on the rise. As Christian said, nobody is born to hate. It's learned.
Oh, it's learned, man. It's just learned, this fucking guy. Christian Piccolini. Founder of the Free Radicals Project, a global network working to prevent extremism and help people disengage from hate movements. What about that hate movement called Black Lives Matter, Mr. Piccolini? What about that hate movement called Organized Jewry? What about their hate? What about their hate of the white man, the hate of the goyim, Mr. Piccolini? See, you notice with all of these so-called anti-hate preachers and shit, is like they only talk about white hate, right? They only talk about white nationalism. They don't talk about black nationalism or BLM or Jews and their Zionism or Jewish nationalism. Never. It's always just white. They only go after whites. Why do you think that is? Why do you think the only group of so-called haters they want to shut down are whites? It's because they're part of it. They're part of the plan. Basically, they know that this great replacement is coming to a head. It's coming to a zenith, a pinnacle. We're really starting to see it. People are starting to notice it. It's starting to take notice, man. And if you're taking notice, that's not a good thing, according to Mr. Piccolini. That's just one step away from your radicalization, noticing that your race is being replaced in its own land. And you think that instead of, going off about hate groups and all this stuff, they'd actually look at the policies that are driving this. But does this guy ever talk about that? Does he ever bring it up? No, they just call it a conspiracy theory and totally dismiss it. They never address the actual underlying causes of white rage. You ever thought about that, Mr. Piccolini? Could it be all these anti-white scumbags going around trying to indoctrinate children with critical race theory, trying to indoctrinate whites in general through the media and through their little programs? Critical race theory, which is nothing more than anti-white hatred. Could that be driving some of this? Maybe BLM and their violent hate crimes against white people? All the anti-white rhetoric, all the anti-white policies, the mass immigration, maybe all of that has something, a little bit to do with what's going on here, Mr. Piccolini. But no, of course, all of that must be denied, must be swept under the rug and say, it's just an irrational hatred. It's irrational. They just hate because they can. Nothing to do with the policies, though, dude. Just keep going with the flow, Goyim. Don't question it.
Tonight, from Charlottesville to Pittsburgh.
Bauer stormed into this synagogue and said, I just want to kill Jews.
An ongoing investigation.
He's identifying Jews as a threat to our people. What he means there is white people.
Of violent neo-Nazis.
What do you think was going on in this house?
They were making bombs.
Were they specific in their plans? Power lines, nuclear reactors, synagogues. They want to go before the right.
Through interviews with insiders.
The main thing is lone wolf activity.
Frontline and ProPublica reporter A.C. Thompson uncover the movement's methods.
They are actively recruiting military members. Does that surprise you?
And expose their hate.
Make America great again. In order to make America great again, you'd have to make America white again.
Tonight, documenting hate. New American Nazis.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, October 27th, 2018.
The 3410, please send a medic up here. I got one of us.
Three evac in one right now.
Robert Bauer storms into the Tree of Life Synagogue with an AR-15 and allegedly kills 11 Jewish worshipers.
All these Jews need to die.
We have multiple casualties inside the synagogue. We have three officers who have been shot.
Members of the Tree of Life Synagogue conducting a peaceful service in their place of worship were brutally murdered by a gunman targeting them simply because of their faith.
Another act of terror in America. The country again left to ask, where does this hate come from? Could it have been prevented?
It's just been 24 hours since Robert Bauer stormed into this synagogue and said, I just want to kill Jews.
Over the past few years, I've been reporting on a resurgent white supremacist movement. I've seen its ideas migrate into the mainstream. I've seen violence in cities across the country. And now this, the deadliest known attack on the Jewish community in American history.
Yeah, and you don't really, they never ask themselves, you know, why he did that. Mr. Bowers. Why did Mr. Bowers do that? Well, he actually said why he fucking did it on Gab, didn't he? Before he went in there? He said that this synagogue, he blamed them for bringing in the refugees. And they admitted that that's true, right? You go look at fucking, what's her name? Barry Weiss, she's a New York Times journalist, Jewish woman, and she admitted that this synagogue was part of a group called HIAS, Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, which helps bring Muslim refugees into the U.S. And Bowers actually mentioned that on his Gab page. He talked about HIAS. He mentioned that. And then there's all these articles from these Jewish journalists after this shooting happened. And they were basically admitting that the shooter was correct about Jews being involved in bringing refugees into the country and supporting immigration and all of that stuff. It's not even a secret. They even say it in those articles. They're like, yes, we're doing this. Yes. We're supporting migrants and refugees and liberal immigration policies because it's part of our religion. It's actually part of the sacred Jewish values to welcome the stranger. And you see them cite this every fucking time. Every time they want to justify their position on this, they cite their religion, they cite fucking the Holocaust, they cite all these explicitly Jewish things. When they're trying to rubber stamp these policies. And do they not think someone's going to blow a gasket at some point, noticing this rank hypocrisy, you know, these same Jews in America who support all this immigration, and in Europe, these same Jews not supporting that immigration into Israel? You think that might not set someone the fuck off? Like this guy here? Isn't that exactly what happened? Yeah, it is. But these Jews, the hubris just comes out in some of these articles, which I've gone over in many other videos. They're like, yeah, we're just going to keep doing it. And if you don't like it, Goyim, if you don't like it, then too bad, man. We're just going to keep doing it.
Fear there will be more to come.
The right rally is expected to draw over 6,000 people.
A year ago, the white supremacist movement shocked the nation with a show of force in Charlottesville, Virginia. They spilled blood in the streets, militant and unafraid.
Charlottesville, a car slams into a crowd of counter-protesters when a driver plowed into the crowd, killing a young woman.
These freaks.
White supremacists killed one protester and injured dozens of others. After Charlottesville, I identified some of the groups behind the violence.
With a team behind the violence,
I exposed a neo-Nazi fight club called the Rise Above Movement, or RAM.
What about the violence of melees in four brown fucking mutt hordes? What about the violence of Antifa, you savage?
Eight members or associates of RAM are now facing federal charges.
See, these fucking journalists, like, they never uncover the violence of Black Lives Matter, and they're brutal insurgency that they were waging over the past 2 years, you know. Who cares about that? Don't worry about all the Antifa rioting and terrorism that was going on, even against law enforcement, even against fucking government buildings and police stations. No, don't worry about the Antifa violence, the BLM violence, the black mob violence. Don't worry about that, Goyim. We have to be concerned only about white supremacy. This little rally that would have been a peaceful rally, of course, it would have gone off without a hitch if it weren't for these violent communists who had come to the rally to disrupt and to instigate fights. That's exactly what fucking happened at Charlottesville. Anyone who's looked into that, you will see that there wouldn't have been any violence whatsoever if it wasn't for these mobs of Antifa scumbags, these freaks, throwing shit, throwing piss, bags of piss and shit at them, you know, attacking them. They bring weapons, all of that. We know who the violent ones are. It's the radical left. It's BLM. It's these fucking hippie faggots. They think they're hip, they pretend they're all hippie and pacifists, and they bring fucking weapons, and they teach their people how to gouge out eyes at their little Antifa Rose City meetups, these stupid fucking niggers, man. But then their little accomplices in the media come and say, yeah, well, it was all the Nazis, it was all the right-wingers. They started all the violence, right? They just lie. So they're running cover. I mean, many journalists have been outed as Antifa sympathizers, right? And it's usually these little brown people like this guy, this little mutt man right here.
But the most extreme organization I've been looking at is called the Atomwaffen Division. Atomwaffen means atomic weapons in German. The group embraces Nazi ideology and preaches a hatred of minorities, gays, and Jews. It calls for lone wolf acts of violence, much like the massacre in Pittsburgh. For months, my colleagues and I have been talking to a former Atomwaffen member who asks us to call him John and disguise his voice. He says the group's ranks swelled after Charlottesville.
So after Charlottesville, people start coming into the group.
Zebo had a huge part in that, of the influx. Applying and asking, because they're like, oh, Zebo, wow, this didn't work. Huge rallies don't work. All that happens is people get arrested, people lose jobs, and you get put on some FBI watch list.
So if protests don't work, what is the answer?
The answer Adam often embraced is to go underground.
John tells me that Adam Waffen's ideology draws from the writings of an obscure neo-Nazi named James Mason, who published a newsletter in the 1980s called Siege.
James Mason talks about terrorism. There's a huge passage in Siege about terrorism. It's dropping out of the system so that you can kind of lone wolf activity. The group followed James Mason's Siege like a Bible. It was like a Bible to them. It's the handbook on how to operate.
Adam Waffen has made Siege required reading for all of its members.
Siege by James Mason.
To them, Mason is the latest in a long line of Nazi leaders, inheriting the role from American Nazi Party founder George Lincoln Rockwell, who in turn took his inspiration from Adolf Hitler himself. I learned that Mason's writings are kept at the University of Kansas.
The bulk of the collection came to us in the early 2000s.
Rebecca Schulte is the curator of the Wilcox Collection, an archive of contemporary political movements.
Is this the only collection of his work?
Yes, this is his archive. We are the only ones that have them. Enclosed with this letter is a sample copy of Siege, the newsletter of the National Socialist Liberation Front.
Mason's archive is highly disturbing. His writing lays out an apocalyptic neo-Nazi vision. He says the white race in America is under siege by people of color and undermined by Jews in positions of power.
We do not wish for law and order. For law and order means the continued existence of this rotten, rip-off capitalist Jew system. We wish for anarchy and chaos, which will enable us to attack the system while her big brother pigs are trying to keep the pieces from falling apart.
And this is a paste up. You know, it's got...
Yeah.
See that?
Mason advocated attacks on institutions like Hollywood, media, and the courts. Notorious killer Charles Manson is one of Mason's heroes, and the two have...
So we're not going to watch this whole thing, obviously. It's quite a long documentary. But it is just another typical one. This came out... when did this come out? 2018. So this was a few years back. It's about 3 years. Oh, I guess it's 1 year after Charlottesville. Charlottesville was in 2017. Yeah. But that's when things really kicked off, didn't it? That's when things started to heat up. Charlottesville, that was the catalyst for a lot of what's going on now. The big one. That was the big one. The big rally. And probably not going to top that rally anytime soon. It was a show of force, like they said in that thing. There were thousands of angry white men who were there to protest the anti-white culture. You have one super chat. This was from someone sent it last week. 8x57 didn't send a message, sent a generous super chat. Appreciate that, 8x57js. Thank you very much. Yeah, so thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Hasn't been the smoothest stream as usual because of the technical things going on here. So people are telling me that Telegram is pretty good for live streams. I haven't got too much lag going on, but there is a little bit of dropping according to OBS. It's just unfortunate that the streaming has been very unstable this past month. So on Odyssey, the past 2 weeks or so, every stream we have problems. Every stream it's laggy and it's dropping out and it's giving me frame dropping. And I have no fucking clue what it is. It has to be Odyssey. Everybody's telling me it's fucking Odyssey software. It's Odyssey has, that's having the lag issues. It's definitely not my internet. I'm wired in, I'm plugged in. This thing was working very smoothly a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. I wasn't having any issues, zero dropping. Like, I was like loading it up with zero dropping. But it is even dropping a little bit here on Telegram. It's giving me the red and the orange thing here. So, I don't know what's going on. But we definitely have to figure this thing out. So I'm going to try to tweak around a little bit and see what's up, because we can't be having this. We just can't be having these issues, man. You know? So, yeah, not much else to cover tonight. I appreciate it. Hopefully, we'll be back on schedule. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, as you know, at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And, yeah, we'll be back at it. Doing what we do. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Thank you so much. Appreciate the people in the chat room for your comments tonight. And we'll be back on Wednesday, hopefully. Maybe even tomorrow. I was thinking about adding a stream Tuesday and Thursday, but it would be a Spanish stream. Like, literally, man. Like, I'll be speaking Spanish. Got to give some content to the Spaniards. I'm thinking about doing that. Two shows a week in Spanish, 3 shows a week in English. I know the brothers over there are looking for something, man. Because they don't have much. They don't have much going on over there. That's why those fucking Omegle videos, that's why those Spanish Omegle videos went so viral over there. Is because, like, nobody's doing that shit in fucking Spain, dude. Really is a novelty over there. Alright, folks, I'm going to play a little tune and see you soon. Have a good one, man.